Okay, here's our A pentatonic scale with the metronome at BPM 40. BPM, of course, stands for beats per minute. Here we go. One note per click. One, two, three, four. Now, we didn't talk about how to come backwards. So a lot of people like to hit the top note twice. This string 1 fret 8, they hit it twice. I personally do not. So I'm going to demonstrate how I do it. Going from, let's say, I'm going to go from the second string 5 and 8 and then the first string 5 and 8. And then I'm going to immediately go backwards to first string fret 5. I'm not going to repeat the note at the very top, the first string fret 8. I'm going to demonstrate. I hope this makes sense. From the second string, now I'm going to come down. Okay, I recommend you do that a few times because people need to get used to that generally. You're going to start on the, just to get used to turning around and going back down the scale, we're going to start at string number 2, fret 5, right? So the last, we're going to play the last four notes written on the sheet at the bottom, and then immediately turn around. After we play string 1 fret 8, we're going to play string 1 fret 5, and then string 2 fret 8. All right, so it's going to sound like this, forward and backward. 3, 4. String 2. String 1. Back to 5. Now string 2. For some of you, that in and of itself will be quite the challenge. This is very good technique for you. And this is, like I said, the very first thing I mentioned why we're doing this today. It improves your guitar technique vastly, and it's super fun. And it's very common on guitar. So again, just the last four notes, forwards and backwards. 3, 4. Good, let's do that a few times. One more time. Here we go. Good. Now we're going to play the entire scale together, forwards and backwards. Here we go. 3, 4. Turn around just like we did. And don't look back. Keep going. Awesome. If you were able to play along with that with me, that's a terrific job. If you weren't, no big deal. Just stop the recording and work on it until you're able to do it that fast. No big deal. And even if you're not able to do it that fast, you're still going to be able to participate in the improvisation section. Improvisers can play, you know, as long, or I should say as fast or slow as they want, and there's absolutely no rules. This is why improvisation is so much fun, and anyone can do it, all right? And this is by far the most common scale. I'm showing you this scale and this key on purpose. This is universally, probably all over the world, the first thing that guitarists learn in terms of single note patterns, in terms of that scale at the bottom. It's called the A minor pentatonic scale, but that's too much information for you right now. So what we're going to do in the next section is improvise on it. Improvisation, you can make up any note over any chord. It doesn't matter. I'm going to demonstrate a little bit, and then I'm going to give you a backing track where you can play the chords with it, play the lick with it, or improvise the scale with it, all of the above. See you on the next track.